Good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. Hope everybody's had a good week. This past Sunday, we were in 1 Peter chapter 1 at the Delaware campus. I mentioned that on Monday that we're in kind of this, what we call a standalone, in-between series, in between our Habakkuk series that we just finished up, and also the series we'll be starting on Sunday called Into the Wild. Again, want to encourage folks to take an opportunity to invite others into that series as we kick it off. It's going to be a great time. We're looking at the life of Moses, one of the most central figures in the Old Testament and throughout the whole Bible, and so we'll see how his life points us towards Christ, and that we see the sovereignty and the greatness of God as he leads Moses and uses Moses in the deliverance of the people of Israel. So again, want to encourage you to be there and to take time and invite others as well. Again, we were in 1 Peter chapter 1 this past Sunday, and I had 4 or 5 points that I walked us through. On Monday, we talked about this idea that we are the object of our Heavenly Father's affection, that God from all eternity looked at us and chose us. He calls us, Peter calls his readers elect exiles, chosen and saved according to God's great mercy. And we just talked about the wonderful nature of that, that God really does love us. And this morning I wanted to talk about another point, and that was that we have an inheritance that's being kept for us in heaven, a future inheritance that causes present joy. That was the phrase that I used. We have a future inheritance that causes present joy. And I want to read to you a few verses here from 1 Peter chapter 1. He says in verse 3, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade." An inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. And then he goes on in verse 8 and 9, and he says, "Though you've not seen him, that is Jesus, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled." And this is the current joy. He says, "You're filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls." And so we kind of unpacked this idea of, man, that we have a future inheritance that causes present joy. And what I mean by that, I tried to explain that with an analogy. I said, look, let's picture for a moment in this analogy that you, or in this scenario, if I can say it that way, that you had a great uncle or a great aunt or a distant uncle or a distant aunt that passed away, and you found out the next day that in their will, they left you $1 billion, right? Not 1 million, not 100,000, not 10,000, $1 billion. They were crazy rich and they left it all to you. But in the will, it specified that the one condition they had is that for the next year, you had to clean toilets for a living. You had to, by hand, and I just joked, I said, hey, this is my scenario, I can do what I want. Let's just say porta-johns, not just toilets, but porta-johns. You have to clean, by hand, porta-johns for an entire year. And I said, you know, my guess is, if that were the condition, that for the next year, you need to clean porta-johns by hand every day, 365 days in a year, you would be the happiest porta-john cleaner ever. Like, that's my guess, right? That you would go to work every day just smiling, right? I mean, there'd be certainly moments where it's like, this is rough, right? I mean, this is rough. I'm cleaning porta-johns by hand. And at the same time, my guess is you'd be kind of happy because you know, hey, when this is all over, a year from now, 6 months from now, 3 months from now, as it goes along, I'm going to get $1 billion, and that's going to be kind of awesome. And other people might even ask you, why, how are you happy? Like, how are you approaching work with this kind of happiness and smile on your face? And you would say, because I know something that you don't. When this is all over, I get $1 billion. And I use that analogy to say, look, in that scenario to say, that is the Christian life. Not that we clean porta-johns, hear me say that, right? The Christian life, Peter is saying, should be filled with inexpressible joy because at the end of it, we know we have an inheritance that is amazing. And so even though sometimes we go through, pun intended, crappy circumstances, right now we're faced with, Peter says, trials of all kinds. We know that at the end of it all, we get something way better than $1 billion. We get to go be with Jesus, our Savior and Lord. We get to go be with our Heavenly Father in all His glory forever. And he says, I mean, in some ways, we get to share in that glory, praise, and honor. We get to be with Christ forever. And that is worth so much more than $1 billion, so much more than gold that Peter says, even though it's refined by fire, eventually it still perishes. We have an eternal inheritance with Jesus Christ that never spoils, never fades, never perishes, never is defiled, and it's being kept for us in heaven by God's power. It's guarded by God's power, and if we will endure through faith, we will go and we'll step into heaven and be with Jesus forever. And so we can be filled, Peter says, with an inexpressible joy in the here and now. That's that future inheritance that causes present joy. So if I could sum it up, I would say, even as you go through difficult circumstances, this is much what we said during the Habakkuk series, even as you face various trials in this life, set your hope on heaven. Our home is there. It's not here. It's there. It's not now. It's then. Even though we experience some of a new life and resurrection life right now, ultimately, Peter says, our inheritance is in heaven. It's being kept for us by God's power. And that should fill us, as we wait for that day, with an inexpressible joy right here and right now. So let's take time just to pray that back to God, to thank the Lord. Lord, thank you that you've given me such an inheritance and that you're keeping it for me on the day when I'll meet you. Let's take time to pray that right now. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.